We're talking about memories, yeah, we're gonna make them. Talking about rules, you know we're gonna break them. When the lights come on, everybody screaming, lighters in the sky, yeah, everybody singing. Every word to every song of the girl they're taking home tonight. When the lights come on, everybody's feeling a hallelujah high from the floor to the ceiling. Yeah, the drink that we're drinking, we're smoking, the party we throw, it's going all night long. When the lights come on, when the lights come on. Yeah, we all the same, cause we thinking the same thing. We on the same page, cause we sipping the same drink. Something to thank y'all for showing up. Al Dean and the boys are about to blow it up. When the lights come on, everybody's screaming, lighters in the sky, yeah, everybody's singing. Every word to every song of the girl they're taking home tonight. When the lights come on, everybody's feeling a hallelujah high from the floor to the ceiling. Yeah, the drink that we're drinking, the smoke that we're smoking, the party we're through, it's going all night long. When the lights come on, when the lights come on, the buzz boarded it up, it's going all night long. When the lights come on.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98.3 FM, WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media radio station. Available anywhere with the free Civic Media app. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Expected to appear this morning before the House Oversight Committee, Ghislaine Maxwell, confidant of Jeffrey Epstein. She's widely expected to plead the fifth when she appears virtually before the committee for a closed-door deposition. It comes after victims of the Epstein sex ring put out a new PSA during the Super Bowl. Here's ABC's Jay O'Brien.
Multiple Epstein survivors appearing in a new PSA, calling for more transparency, saying millions of files still haven't been released. The DOJ saying any files withheld or redactions were to comply with exceptions in the law, not to compromise ongoing investigations or violate victims' privacy.
The family of Nancy Guthrie posting a video over the weekend saying they're willing to pay a ransom to bring her home. Police believe the mother of Today Show host Savannah Guthrie was kidnapped over a week ago. And officials in Seattle are now planning a Wednesday parade for the Super Bowl champion Seahawks. They beat the Patriots 29-13. This is ABC News. The United States has added to its medal count at the Winter Olympics in Italy.
He did not pull out his signature quadruple axel, but American figure skater Ilya Malinin landed 5 quad jumps, racking up enough points to lead the U.S. to a 1-point win in the team figure skating competition. Team captain Danny O'Shea.
It's an amazing experience to stand out there and hear your national anthem played.
After Lindsey Vonn's terrifying crash seconds into her downhill run, teammate Breezy Johnson won her first Olympic medal. At the end of Sunday's competition, Team USA had 2 medals to its name, both of them gold. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
President Trump also taking aim at American Olympic skier Hunter Hess, calling him a loser after Hess said over the weekend he didn't represent everything that's going on in the U.S. And a thief in California made off with $50,000 worth of jewelry this weekend. It took place in the Woodland Hills neighborhood of L.A. Surveillance video shows the crook dropping through the ceiling. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
I'm Leslie Lotto at the Civic Media State News Desk. Governor Tony Evers says he's outraged after state investigators found hundreds of child labor violations at Burger King restaurants across the state. The Department of Workforce Development in Wisconsin says more than 600 minors worked too long, did not get breaks, or worked without required permits. The state is demanding the franchise operator Cave Enterprises pay back wages and possibly hundreds of thousands of dollars in fines and penalties. Evers says he wants to make sure Wisconsin kids are safe and treated fairly on the job. A story that got statewide, even nationwide attention last year's got an update. Ryan Borgwart, the 46-year-old Appleton man who faked his own death while kayaking on Green Lake, then ran off to Eastern Europe for a woman, failed to show for a motion hearing in Green Lake County Court last week. According to state court records, neither Borgwart nor his attorney appeared at the hearing. And Borgwart was reportedly trying to get certain digital materials related to his case deleted. But since there was nobody there to argue his case, the judge dismissed the motion. Borgwart was sentenced to 89 days in jail last August after he pleaded no contest to obstructing an officer. And the city of Green Bay says an animal shelter violated ordinances by letting homeless people sleep there. The alleged violation happened at the Safe Haven Pet Sanctuary during the recent Arctic cold snap. A violation letter says there were reports of smoking and alcohol being consumed at the shelter. The pet sanctuary's director says the allegations of smoking and drinking inside are untrue based on the surveillance video.
Martholar Chevrolet of Minocqua is now Minocqua Chevrolet, 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods. With reliable service and hometown values, Minocqua Chevrolet stands out. They offer a full synthetic oil change for an everyday low price of just $49.95. And there's always a great selection of new 2025 Chevrolet models on the lot. Treating customers the way they want to be treated. It's a great place to do business. Visit Minocqua Chevrolet at Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com.
The Bucks take on the Magic. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks in Florida tonight against the Orlando Magic. Milwaukee looking to extend a three-game winning streak after beating the Pacers Friday night. Wisconsin Badgers women's hockey team with a 4-1 win over the Ohio State Buckeyes. Goals from Lacey Eden, Cassie Hall, Lainey Potter. The Badgers remain ranked number one in the WCHA. NFL, the Seahawks defense dominated as Seattle beat the Patriots 29-13 in Super Bowl 60. A rough night for the Patriots quarterback, Drake May.
Yeah, it's hurt. No doubt. You know, it definitely hurts. It's been a long ride. They play better than us tonight.
Seattle's Jackson Smith Ninjaba sang the praise of their quarterback, Sam Darnold, after the game.
Sam Darnold, he's a beast. He's everything that you want in a quarterback and a leader. You know, he led his troops today like he's been doing all season. He's a world champ, and that's something you can't take from him, man.
That's Seahawks receiver, Jackson Smith Ninjaba, from Super Bowl 60. I'm Mike Clemens.
That Sam Darnold is a quarterback you want to hold on to, glaringly obvious to everybody who's ever watched him play. Local sports, though, we had some volleyball going on. The Butternut Middle School girls hosting an 8-team tournament, played hard all day, split their first match with Bayfield, defeated South Shore in the second, fell to Mellon in the third, and took 2 out of 3 sets from LCO for a 5th place overall finish in that tournament. From 1st to 8th place, Mellon, Bayfield, and Solon Springs rounded out the podium, followed by Shawamigan, Butternut, LCO, South Shore, and Hurley. The Midgets are on the road in Mercer today for more middle school volleyball. Hockey as well. Team Seal took on Reedsburg, Wisconsin Dells, and Reedsburg, Wisconsin Dells got the win there, 8 over Team Seal 1. Boys and girls basketball, there were 4 games apiece. Edgar at Shawamigan Boys, Edgar got the win there, 75-47. Butternut at Washburn, Washburn got the win, 59 over Butternut 5. Marathon at Phillips, Marathon with the win, 98 over Phillips 53. Lakeland with the win at Antigo, 70 over the home team 37. Girls basketball, Edgar 52 at Shawamigan 40. It was Butternut winning over Washburn in Washburn, 40-31, and Marathon 67 over Phillips 37. Finally, Lakeland 52 at Antigo 32. Up next, an Olympic update from Civic Media Sports Network.
The 2026 Milan Cortina Olympic Winter Games kicked off over the weekend in dramatic fashion. I'm Jay Roberts. The biggest headline for Team USA came in alpine skiing, where Breezy Johnson breezed down the Tofane course to win gold in the women's downhill, her first ever Olympic medal. The race had extra emotions after veteran Lindsey Vonn crashed just seconds into her run and was airlifted off the mountain. Meanwhile, U.S. figure skating delivered another huge moment as Team USA defended its title in the team event, narrowly beating Japan in a tense final skate. USA favorite Ilya Malinin found himself in a showdown with Japan's Shun Sato to grab another gold. And women's hockey opened strong with a convincing shutout win against Finland. So after the first weekend, Team USA sits with 2 medals total, both gold. The Italians lead the overall medal count with 9, followed by Norway with 6 medals. More to come today with curling, men's downhill, speed skating, luge, ice dancing, and snowboarding.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on WCQM by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking the public to report black bear den locations as winter den surveys commence. Citizens who report dens are helping with an ongoing research project. More details when we return, but first, by the numbers, here are the costs of not having Onyx Fish. 400 extra holes drilled, 100 wasted ice miles, 20 needless gallons of truck, snowmobile, or ATV gas, 5 trips trying to catch a walleye where they don't live, 3 days of vacation you'll never get back, 2 wrong turns that cost you an extra hour at prime time, and 1 last time you'll waste dollars and effort. Onyx Fish, $34.99 per year, 10 Midwest states, countless ways to catch more fish. The Wisconsin DNR encourages the public to report any black bear den locations they find in the Badger State to help with an ongoing statewide study on black bear reproduction and population. The DNR's Bear Den team has begun surveying dens for the season, but it welcomes additional reports. The Black Bear Litter and Diet Survey will generate new data within each state bear management zone, which will then improve the accuracy of black bear population models. Additionally, researchers are investigating a connection between the consumption of human food sources and bear reproduction, since diet can affect cub survival rates and litter sizes. The research team will take den reports statewide, but it's particularly interested in dens found in bear management zones C, E, and F, or roughly south of State Highway 64. For more information or to submit a report, go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and check out the January 29th press release on black bear den locations. This has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
This weather update is brought to you by Northwoods Realty. Find your dream home or pick from over 60 cozy vacation rentals, because no matter the weather, they've got you covered.
Northwoods weather.
It is going to be cloudy today with a little light rain or snow possible. Our high right around 35 today. Tonight, mostly cloudy, light snow with a low of 22. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 29. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
At Northwoods Realty and Property Management, they know your house is more than just wooden shingles. It's your cozy shelter from the storm. Their realtors bring heart and integrity to every transaction, ensuring excellence every step of the way. Plus, with the largest local vacation rental marketplace, over 60 options to choose from, including homes, cabins, and resorts, Northwoods Realty makes your dreams a reality. Visit NorthwoodsWI.com today, and let's weather the market together.
Every time the Olympics roll around, I have this thought, one year I'm going to pull it together, you know, which is ludicrous. But I'm having these thoughts and I realized I think there is a place for me in the Olympics. Now, that's a bold statement, but all these athletes are competing at such elite levels and competing with other elite athletes and winning by the very narrowest of margins, right? It's very difficult to have perspective. What we need is a control group. Let's insert an average human into each one of these events. Yeah. Can you imagine? Can you imagine Michael Phelps hoarding medals one after another has yet again won this race? But this race is not over, because here comes Tim from Human Resources. What would you call that stroke? Is that a mix between breast and back, or what is that exactly? Turns out Tim's treading water at the moment. Tim needed a bit of a breather. I also read that on a dare, Tim agreed to eat nothing but chili for 3 days leading up to these Olympic Games. I'm not a doctor, but those might be cramps. Those may be the first Olympic cramps. Did you notice that Tim decided to wear board shorts for this event? It's got to create some drag. But hopefully those flippers that the officials seem to be overlooking will make up the difference Let's hope so for Tim's sake in these Olympic Games.
Turns out Tim is actually just a curler in the pool somehow.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mundus.
Monday, Monday. So good to me.
What would you say you do here?
Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mundus.
Let me ask you this, Grant. If you are at the Olympics and you are an Olympic athlete and you get lapped,
what would you say you do here?
Should you be at the Olympics? If you get lapped at the Olympics, should you be at the Olympics? That's my question.
This question should be asked. I know we're in the right territory of discussion.
I don't know what I was watching. I had the sound of the Olympics on at one point, and I heard the announcer say, "Oh, so and so is lapping one of the other participants." And I immediately thought to myself, this is the Winter Olympics.
I mean,
track and field.
I'm good at dealing with people.
You can understand, but I guess cross-country skiing also has, like, laps, I guess, where you go around, but someone was being lapped. And I immediately thought to myself, should you be at the Olympics if you're being lapped? I don't know.
I mean, I know there was recently a controversy about somebody qualifying who appeared to have... You know, I gotta speak in vagaries because I don't want to accuse anybody of anything, but I remember a story about somebody who seemed to have very carefully selected their qualifying races with very low participation or very low skill opponents so that they could collect enough points in this points-based system. And long story short, they were blown away, fell on their face at the actual event. But because of this kind of gap, it reminds me of that story about the couple who bought like 100,000 lottery tickets because they realized that they'd make a lot of money if they bought that many tickets.
Yeah.
And just kind of, game the system that way. So I don't know. It's my question is it possible that the best of the best from the world over really do vary by that much?
It does. And I'm not making slight of the athletes, but they make it. It's a great accomplishment. I just thought it was, they just thought, well,
lapped.
Lapped. I mean, you can understand in track and field because if you're running like a 12-mile steeple thing or something, I understand that the difference between 1 minute and or the winner and 3 minutes back is not that significant, but it involves probably being lapped. Just an observation.
Yeah, well, I mean, and there's going to be advantages. You know, why is Kenya always up at the top? Because they're at altitude. Kenya is a mountainous country, so they train at altitude. Yeah. They are good because of the same reason that the Denver Broncos are really good at home. You know, every team's got a home team advantage, but the Broncos will beat you late in the game.
Yeah, well, it was good to see the Super Bowl yesterday. It was an old-school Super Bowl game. Defense. No, was there no touchdowns in the first half, or did someone get one at the end of the half? It was 9-0 at the half, I think.
I think the first touchdown came up at the end of the half there.
Yeah, so it was old-school football, old defense, and as I was watching that, I was feeling the pain as a youth of watching the 1976 Super Bowl when the Steel Curtain of the Pittsburgh Steelers shut down Fran Tarkington and the Minnesota Vikings. And the only points the Vikings scored that game, I think, was on a block punt, and they lost 16-6. And it was so, the defensive line of Pittsburgh was so dominant that they blocked the extra point too. They said, all right, you got that touchdown, but we're not even going to let you kick the extra point. That's how good the Steel Curtain was. It was old school football, had an old school feel to it, much like the Super Bowls of the 70s, where college marching bands used to come on out at halftime and give us just a uniting, enthralling performance. Just like that, yesterday's performance by Bad Bunny united the whole country. Everyone came together to say, you know what? This may not be the music that I like, but man, that was well done. Isn't he a talented performer? We came together as a country and just embraced who we are as a world. So it was all just so refreshing to me. And now I will go into my corner and live in some other reality.
So I came in this morning and, I got here about 2 hours ago. I said, hello, good morning. And I mentioned that, you know, I had watched the Super Bowl halftime show. Didn't think much of it. Didn't go into it carrying much. You know, I knew what was coming. I knew it was going to be a Bad Bunny halftime show. But honestly, past that, I thought, cool, I'm going to watch some football. I'm going to hear some music that I haven't heard before. Might hear some new stuff.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed it. Rachel and I we watched it. We took it in full, kind of as a highlight afterwards, because we didn't get to watch the full thing on the live broadcast. So we sat down and we watched it. Come to find out that the couple that seemingly got married was actually married during that.
I said that to my wife immediately. I said, "That's a real marriage."
I said that
looks real. And then they smooched again later. I said, "That's real."
Yes,
and
it was.
I never even looked it up until now.
So it turns out that they had invited him to their wedding as a, you know, the kind of half joke that people do. You know, you invite the president to your wedding and hopefully you get a letter, you know. Well, he turned around and said, "Hey, I've got one better for you.
You're gonna be on the Super Bowl halftime
show." And hopefully they didn't have big plans, you know. Like I imagine they already like paid for the hotel. Is like, no, well, you're gonna be in San Francisco, sorry, your destination wedding is now approved.
I have a deep appreciation when I watch shows like that for just how they do it. I throw aside a little bit the performance and the fact that I don't know Spanish that well. Just the fact that they could put on that show at half in the middle of a football field, basically roll it out there on wheels and do that show with hundreds of performers and do it pretty flawlessly. If you ask the people who are directing it, they would tell you, "Oh, this was wrong and we missed it." But as a public viewer watching that show, absolutely amazing that they can pull that off on a football field that 15 minutes earlier was blank.
Oh, absolutely.
I love that the theatrical presentation of it is just amazing. Just what it takes to put on a musical or a play at a small little towns like Phillips and Park Falls is amazing. Can you imagine the stress level of the person who was responsible for directing that thing and everything that goes into it? Absolutely incredible.
The choreography, I mean, the person you're talking about is probably like 35 people. Like it's just, yeah. And three AIs working constantly on the task, depleting the water from a small village in Arizona, just choreographing that performance. But no, I came in and I said, "Hey, that looked a little fun." And I hadn't seen the alternative options, you know, notably the Turning Point USA one was out there. But I looked online and it looked like things had gone pretty well. Yeah. And, you know, I saw a thing or two. I heard, you know, a rumor that Kid Rock might have been lip syncing, but I mentioned it this morning. I thought, cool, he was still doing something way harder than I can do. Like, even if you are up there lip syncing, like, I'll never talk bad about it. But then, like, after I said, "Hey, it looked like everything went well," well, come to find out that one of them was a slap in the face and the other one was a ratings bomb. I thought, uh-oh, it's Monday. It's Monday in the USA, but it's okay. It's okay. You're allowed to like both halftime shows.
Here's a good way to approach it verbally that I encourage people to do, all right, is if there's a discussion about this, just say this. Just say, "You know what? I enjoy whatever." Let's say you enjoyed the Turning Point and the country music, the twist of it. I said, "I'm a country music fan and I wanted to watch that. If the other show was your thing, well, then that's fine. That's good."
Yeah.
But to sit there and slam either one of them, it's two words. It's self-serving. It's just move on. There's other languages other than English in the world. There's Spanish out there. They've been talking it a long time. So just chill out, enjoy it for what it is, and move on, people.
Absolutely. Move on. Absolutely. And remove the making people angry part of it. It's not fun. It's not good. It's just, okay, cool. So we're not trying to make anybody angry. What happened yesterday? Some good country music and some good music that I haven't been exposed to before. And by the way, what a good business move by the NFL. Like, they're trying to expand internationally.
Oh, yeah.
Hispanic countries are right on their list. You know, we've had a couple Brazil games. And yes, I know Brazil speaks Portuguese, but you get the idea. They're trying to appeal to a new audience that doesn't have much overlap with their existing viewership. Perfect way to do it. Bad Bunny's huge, by the way. If you don't listen to Bad Bunny, cool. Me neither, but a lot of people
One of the
do.
Biggest in the world, if not the biggest.
He's huge.
And when he fell through the roof of that halftime show, I was just like, what? And then he came out the other side and was like, I want to see that again in slow motion.
We'll probably see multiple angles of it, and people will break down how he didn't really fall. Okay, I know. There was a bag that he fell into and all that good stuff. But I'm reminded of the Michael Jackson entrance up through the stage.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to create and treat the stage as like a barrier that you can just move through. That's an effective, it's an effective little gag for me. I'm a sucker for that, I guess is the right way to say it.
Good Super Bowl. I thought it was fun. I really didn't pay attention to the commercials. It takes me to like mid-second quarter to not walk away from commercials and go to the bathroom or go to the kitchen. I'm just like, what are you doing? The commercials are what we watch. I run back in. I missed a commercial.
I've lost that. I've honestly lost that. I don't want to pile onto it, but I don't know. The commercials, maybe it was because I was a kid, but there was a certain magic, you know, when the Clydesdales trotted out and that was the special cinematic. Right. There was a different... I don't know. It was the kind of thing, and I don't want to say it's because the money got to it, because it was always advertising. That was always the point. But it feels like there was a spirit to it that I just don't have there. I don't know. Maybe it's because everything's split off onto streaming services now. I'm just jaded by the ads.
And when the ad costs $13 million, you don't have another $20 million to throw into production either. I don't think the commercials are what they were because the upfront cost of it is so high. So good Super Bowl. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed, even as a Viking fan, Sam Darnold, good guy. I enjoyed seeing him get the ring. Stephon Diggs, I thought at one point was going to punch somebody. He might have at some point. That's Stephon Diggs.
Allegedly.
Yes, allegedly. So he is what he is. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the defensive battle side of it. So what else do we got on the gray area? We got a lot of stuff that we penciled in on the gray area.
We did. So there was a moment, actually, it's still football relevant, though. There was a moment in the game that called to mind something I want to bring up, and it's the commentator curse. Did you catch the commentator curse that happened yesterday?
What was it? The penalty?
Yes.
The penalty.
3 minutes
comment.
In the first half, they said there's never been a half of Super Bowl football without a penalty. False start.
False start right away.
I mean, they were saying it when the whistle went off, and I thought, you guys, it's, what do you, have you ever, have you ever worked as a waiter or anything?
No, not an expenditure.
Food service at all?
No.
There's one thing you don't say.
A busboy once.
Okay. So I bet you can even guess. You look around. There's nobody in the restaurant. Mm-hmm. What do you not say? It's slow right now.
Yeah.
You just, exactly. If you say, you're probably going to get beat up and nobody's even going to feel bad for you.
Because the line will start to form right away.
Oh, and I don't advocate for violence. I'm only joking and I shouldn't joke about that. But seriously, I said it like 3 times, you know, bartending at the Dipper when I was down working at an Outback Steakhouse. You know, if you mention that it's slow, you are the thing that went wrong that day. Your presence, I mean... Yeah. Oh, man, just, and it kind of felt like one of those moments.
And the officiating part of the playoffs itself, and I have that on the list too, refereeing in the playoffs, it's just, I don't like the fact that the NFL changes the way they referee the deeper you get into the playoffs, and then you get into the Super Bowl. Yes, people say, don't let the refs decide the game. But you know what? The defensive backs know that. And they know they can get away with stuff they could not get away with in the regular season. They can grab you. They can punch you. They can throw. They are not going to make those calls. The refs do not want to be the ones all over social media Monday morning saying, this is the guy who cost you the Super Bowl. And there were no flags, hardly any flags in the game. I thought generally most of the pass defenses were pretty good. But that we went deep, deep into that game. I think that was the first holding call, wasn't it? The first offensive holding call was like that long touchdown Seattle had at the end. That was called back by Walker.
I think so.
I don't think there was any offensive holding calls going on there.
No.
And how awesome was it that running back who was told by doctors you're never going to play football again a few years ago, he comes back and he gets the MVP. But with that said, the kicker should have got it. That was the most points a kicker ever has scored in a Super Bowl game. Five field goals and 2 extra points. Give it to the kicker. Come on.
I mean, on the other side of the coin, I'm thinking about like people who I thought would do well going into the game and people who didn't. Drake May, Patriots quarterback.
He struggled.
His first half was like the second worst ever by a certain stat, and only 2015 Peyton Mannings was.
And Chris Collinsworth pointed it out that he was missing. He was, even on the blitzes, he said he was going to the wrong place on the blitzes. There were guys open, and Chris Collinsworth was very honest about the fact that he was young and he wasn't seeing what a veteran quarterback should see. I think he'll be fine. He came back at the end. Didn't you kind of get that Matthew Stafford feeling there early fourth quarter that, Derek May is going to get hot? He's going to be like the microwave Vinnie Johnson of the Detroit Pistons back in the 80s. He's going to all of a sudden find it, and he's going to light this thing up. And he started to, but then he threw a pick that ended it, the whole thing.
Please be aware that you should not put your Vinnie Johnson in a microwave or any other heating system.
That's right. Google it. Vinnie Johnson, Detroit Pistons. He was a classic.
And don't put him in the microwave. No, that commentator curse, though, that was 3 minutes left. I thought, you guys, that just, it absolutely killed me. I would have loved to see the record set, but we just can't. Mm-hmm. There are a couple things, though, a couple of key points, some things that happened throughout the season that we'll chat about, Joel, on the other side of the bottom of the hour break here. Some cool stats, some neat little things, quirks, some coincidences that look maybe like somebody up above meddling a little bit. We'll talk about those in a football sense. First, though, we've got bottom of the hour news, weather, sports, the full update coming up first, and a word from sponsors on 98Q Country.
Mike Dubusky expected to appear this morning before the House Oversight Committee, Ghislaine Maxwell, confidant of Jeffrey Epstein. She's widely expected to plead the fifth when she appears virtually before the committee for a closed-door deposition. It comes after victims of the Epstein sex ring put out a new PSA during the Super Bowl. Here's ABC's Jay O'Brien.
Multiple Epstein survivors appearing in a new PSA, calling for more transparency, saying millions of files still haven't been released. The DOJ saying any files withheld or redactions were to comply with exceptions in the law, not to compromise ongoing investigations or violate victims' privacy.
The family of Nancy Guthrie posting a video over the weekend saying they're willing to pay a ransom to bring her home. Police believe the mother of Today Show host Savannah Guthrie was kidnapped over a week ago. And officials in Seattle are now planning a Wednesday parade for the Super Bowl champion Seahawks. They beat the Patriots 29-13. This is ABC News.
I'm Leslie Lotto at the Civic Media State News Desk. Health officials in Wisconsin are warning folks to watch for changes to their food share benefits. New federal rules will soon require most recipients have to work, volunteer, or train at least 80 hours a month to keep their aid. Supporters say the change helps prevent fraud, while critics say it could make it harder for some families to keep their benefits. The new rules will roll out as people renew their food share accounts. Families across the country, including one in Outagamie County, are suing the online gaming platform Roblox. A local family says their 5-year-old daughter was targeted by predators while playing the game. Her mom told Fox 11 the experience has had a lasting impact. Roblox recently adding new safety tools, but lawyers in the case say it's too little too late. The cases have been combined into a nationwide multi-district lawsuit. The DOT's February law of the month is to see and be seen. State Patrol Superintendent Tim Carnahan encouraging drivers to check that their headlights are on and working properly when it's dark or when visibility is limited. Officials say automatic light settings are not always reliable, especially at dusk and when it's foggy, snowing, or raining. Carnahan recommending check your headlights for snow, ice, or other debris that can restrict visibility.
Martholar Chevrolet of Minocqua is now Minocqua Chevrolet, 100% locally owned and proud to serve the North Woods. With reliable service and hometown values, Minocqua Chevrolet stands out. They offer a full synthetic oil change for an everyday low price of just $49.95. And there's always a great selection of new 2025 Chevrolet models on the lot. Treating customers the way they want to be treated. It's a great place to do business. Visit Minocqua Chevrolet at Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com.
The Bucks take on the Magic. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks in Florida tonight against the Orlando Magic. Milwaukee looking to extend a 3-game winning streak after beating the Pacers Friday night. Wisconsin Badgers women's hockey team with a 4-1 win over the Ohio State Buckeyes. Goals from Lacey Eden, Cassie Hall, Lainey Potter. The Badgers remain ranked number one in the WCHA. NFL, the Seahawks defense dominated as Seattle beat the Patriots 29-13 in Super Bowl 60. A rough night for the Patriots quarterback, Drake May.
Yeah, it's hurt. No doubt. It definitely hurts. It's been a long ride. They played better than us tonight.
Seattle's Jackson Smith Ninjaba sang the praise of their quarterback, Sam Darnold, after the game.
Sam Darnold, he's a beast. He's everything that you want in a quarterback and a leader. You know, he led his troops today like he's been doing all season. He's a world champ, and that's something you can't take from him, man.
That Seahawks receiver, Jackson Smith Ninjaba, from Super Bowl 60, I'm Mike Clemens.
From harsh winters to hot summers, trust Lake House Exteriors for top quality siding, roofing, and windows. Call now at 715-614-2225.
Located off of Highway East on Cemetery Road in Prentice, Wisconsin, Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream is the perfect spot for springtime fun. Join the giant Easter egg hunt on April 4th with over 1,500 eggs starting at 1 p.m. And of course, indulge in their delicious ice cream returning on March 1st. Plus gift certificates with a $100 value just for $75. Make great Valentine gifts. Get them by the 14th, either in-store or on their Facebook page. Oh, and did I mention they have ice cream?
Need help making informed choices? The Price County Aging and Disability Resource Center, or ADRC for short, is here for you. Call 866-663-3607. Their specialists provide unbiased information and support for seniors and adults with disabilities. The ADRC specialists, benefit specialists, and dementia care specialists will work with you to get the resources you need. Stay independent and improve your quality of life with expert guidance. Call the ADRC of the North today.
We check your pulse. We examine your symptoms. But what we see is you. We see the promises of youth, the joys of growth, and the wisdom of experience. Throughout your entire life's journey, we are right here with you, alongside you, and ready to serve you and your family, helping you get the most out of a healthy life. Healthcare is a lot of things, but the best care is human. Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
This weather update is brought to you by Northwoods Realty. Discover your dream home or choose from over 60 vacation rentals at northwoodswi.com.
It is going to be cloudy today with a little light rain or snow possible. Our high right around 35 today. Tonight, mostly cloudy, light snow with a low of 22. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 29. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
Morning temps hitting like a sledgehammer this morning, Joel. It's going to get up to 35 degrees today. Can you believe it? We're thawing out.
We're ready for some non-football stuff.
Well, do we have any, though?
I filled the gray area with all kinds of great stuff, didn't I?
You appear ready to accuse Aldi of something.
Oh, I think Aldi, if you're not familiar with Aldi, it's a grocery store. The closest one, I think, is Rhinelander I think. A wonderful store.
That's not what you've written here.
But
though.
I think they're running a Ponzi scheme.
Okay, so you wrote pyramid scheme.
Pyramid scheme, Ponzi scheme.
Ponzi makes more sense. Ponzi right. scheme, of course, the famous investor fraud in which you pay off later investors with the money from earlier investors and vice versa.
Sure, well, you determine which one. But if you've ever been to Aldi, you know that when you go there, there's shopping carts that are lined up outside. And if you want to use a shopping cart, you take a quarter and you put it in a slot. And then it unhooks the chain, and you can use the cart. All right. So you see where I'm going here now?
Am I to believe?
So when you use the cart, and then when you are done with the cart, you can put it back in there, hook up the chain, and get a quarter back. So you're basically giving a quarter, taking a quarter. But here's what happens. Here's what happens in the Aldi parking lot. 99% of the people, they use a cart. They go to their car. And they unload the groceries, and then they look for someone close to around them saying, here, why don't you just take my cart?
Yep.
And because, you know, it's just like, am I going to walk this thing all the way back in snow and slush for a quarter? I think Aldi has people perusing the parking lot, and their job is to take that cart from you, take it back, and put the quarter in their pocket. One quarter at a time. I think it's a scam, and this is why my brain works the way it works.
All right, we're going to go to another commercial break. Joel and I are going to talk a little bit of basic math and the possible profit margins on one quarter per shopper. And
I'll probably be alone when I come back after this. No. One quarter at a time, huh?
Love you, Aldi, or wherever you are.
I just wait until Aldi becomes publicly traded, and all of a sudden it's going to be $1.25 to use that cart. You're going to have to put paper. The folding money is going to have to go in there.
The gray area next week, not sponsored by Aldi.
Yeah, no. What's the opposite of a sponsorship? Oh, a lawsuit. That's what it is.
Dang it.
Allegedly.
I'll get in line. We got a couple other people who want to sue us already.
Please be aware that the hosts of the gray area are not responsible for any of the opinions of Civic Media or any of its affiliates.
No. What else do we have on the share document gray area sheet today?
Bad Bunny. Oh, nope, that's quicksand. Don't step in that, Joel. That's quicksand. Yep. Aldi pyramid scheme. All Super right. Bowl commercials. And wait, we touched on those, but we haven't mentioned Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah. I think it's a given. I think it's in an NFL player, every agreement they signed every few years, that when a Super Bowl happens, there has to be a Matthew McConaughey commercial at some point, because there was another one. And I asked my wife, I said, that was Matthew McConaughey, right? And she said, yeah. I said, he's like every year somebody pays him to be in a commercial.
Oh, absolutely. And I wonder if it's not the NFL itself who has the deal with him.
They might.
It would make sense as a three-part deal, like Matthew McConaughey working with the NFL saying, hey, like, you've got to give somebody a deal on their sponsorship, but they've got to include me in it, and that might attract some sponsors giving them a cheaper deal. Like, you could actually pretty easily drum up a deal there, but it's hard to imagine an everyone-wins scenario when there's money involved, because it's just, nope, me.
And I don't have a problem with it. I like Matthew McConaughey. He's laid back. And I didn't see a Morgan Freeman shot in there, though. Usually Morgan Freeman at some point is in there for some kind of credit card or something. I admit I wasn't paying attention a whole lot to the commercials. I saw the one where the karaoke was on the screen for the Bitcoin company for like 60 seconds. And as the commercial was going on, and it was a Justin Timberlake song or something that you were supposed to sing along karaoke to. And I thought to myself, whatever company this is, they're extremely, extremely wealthy. It's got to be Microsoft. It's got to be Bitcoin. It's got to be somebody. And then it came on and it said like crypto coin. I'm just like, ding, I nailed it.
Yeah,
I got it.
Not for me. Not for me. Sorry, I'm not going to be investing in your crypto.
So that was unique. So venture. Any commercial that you thought stood out before we move on? Anything?
Not one that really caught me. I mean, there were a couple that gave me the chuckle, but they're just, I don't know, the magic's gone. And part of it's that I don't expect it to. So I've kind of deflated the balloon myself. But hey, maybe if I get some childish whimsy back by next season, we can have a better conversation about that.
All right.
Still have, though, a couple of predictions to tie up here.
Oh, boy.
A couple of last loose ends here. There was one that I spotted
Loosey-gooseys.
Last week, and I thought, oh, man, got to bring that one up. And one that I just spotted now that I didn't realize was there.
Is it the Shedeur Sanders in the Pro Bowl one?
Nah,
oh, no. Not that one. Okay.
Well, now it is.
Cover that.
So... You had another one, though, and we'll never know if it would have been true, but I still think it might have been a fair prediction. And it was, if J.J. McCarthy finished top 10 in quarterback ranking, so basically if a pig grew wings and flew this season, the Vikings would win the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I'm going to say that still had a fair chance of being true. But J.J. McCarthy was not in the top 32 for quarterback ranking.
Mm-hmm.
And there are only 32 teams. So that's, I mean, like that, the supporting cast is good. Vikings fans be hopeful. But Joel, that was just a weird prediction that kind of ended up going off into left field. However, you made one that was wrong, but I love it.
Okay.
You predicted that between the Lions, the Packers, and the Vikings, Lions, Packers, Vikings, you thought one of those three teams would be under 7 wins.
Okay, the Vikings should have been.
Nobody was.
So.
Nobody in the whole division was.
Yeah, that was surprising. And I think part of that, not an excuse for that, was that the opponents we were playing, the Baltimores and stuff like that, that division ended up not being as good as we thought
AFC
they were.
AFC North, yep.
As we thought they were going to be. So those games were easier than we thought. I'm not sure what the records were against them. But the Vikings should have been. I mean, they won their last 5 in a row, and I mean, whatever. But, yeah, nobody finished under 7. Nobody finished under, what, the Lions finished 9-8, right?
And so did you.
And
I think 9-8 was the minimum line.
Everybody above 500.
We were 9-7-1, so we were just technically, you know, we've got our elbow
watch
on your
out,
shoulder. Kind of.
Watch out for the Lions next year. They got a fourth-place schedule finishing 9-8. So the Lions may have a big bounce-back year next year with, like, a 14-15 win season. It's a possibility.
The one thing I don't know is what kind of free agency expectation they've got. They might have a really bad time keeping players because as you have a successful offense, defense, right, unit, right, the guys get more expensive, so you can't keep them all. The one huge threat next season, the window's still wide open for the Bears' offense. I think they had every single starter except for one running back locked in for next season. I don't think they've got like any free agency concerns when it comes to generating points by offense. If Caleb Williams cleans up some of his incompletions and his passing in general, and keep in mind, he's not generating turnovers. So it's just incompletions. He's just letting them hit the dirt, playing it safe. That's diet Aaron Rodgers right there. Mm-hmm. Like, he cleans it up just a little bit, and you've got a machine there in Chicago. So
speaking of Rodgers, he's not done yet. I think he's going to come back another year. Also a note that when we watched those two Super Bowl teams yesterday, Gray, New England, their record last year, what did they have, four wins last year?
Yes.
And then they go to the Super Bowl. Seattle last year was, 10-7. I mean, so they weren't as horrible, but they were pretty good. Was it 10-7? But a couple of teams that weren't good last year, and they flipped it around. So that's what the NFL wants. They want that hope that any team, any year can flip it, Super Bowl.
So the question easily becomes then, what do you think, how many, we're going to have to put some predictions together. I want to look at the bottom of the pack this offseason. We're going to put together some predictions for teams like the Browns, teams like the Jets, teams like the Titans, the real stinker, the Raiders from this season, the Cardinals, the ones that were the bottom of the pack.
Someone's going to rise.
I want to see it. Will it be the Cardinals under Mike LaFleur? Will this be the LaFleur era starting? Will it be now the offensive coordinator for the Seahawks, Clint Kubiak? He looked into the camera last night after winning the Super Bowl with the Seahawks and said, "I'm the new head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders." Mm-hmm. That was kind of a cool moment. Speaking of cool moments, this past offseason, DeMarcus Lawrence, he's been a defensive end for the Dallas Cowboys for 10 years now. They drafted him in 2015. He finally left this last offseason. You know what he said? He said, "Dallas is my home, but I'm not going to win a Super Bowl there." His first year in Seattle, boom.
Got the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl trophy. Good for you.
And by the way, Kirk Cousins dropped by Atlanta. He's headed to Minnesota. Something other than football to the gray area. How are we doing time-wise here?
Time-wise, it's quarter two on the
board. Oh, we got time. Yeah, let's do something non-football.
So we got one.
Anything else on there?
We got one. Commentator curses, NFL playoff refs, opera guys in the national anthem. do you have part of a Joel Top 50 for us today?
Can you give me just a moment?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I will. I'll play off, Johnny. Actually, we could take a quick commercial break here. We'll
do it a little bit
backwards. We'll be back after a quick word from sponsors, and we'll hear from Joel with the next episode of his Top 50. Joel has done some incredible interviews in his time here with 98Q, and going back through his decades of radio experience, some really incredible names. People like Weird Al Yankovic and Colin Mockery and more. And Joel has arranged some of them into his favorite list. So stay tuned here to 98Q. We've got a word from sponsors, maybe even squeeze in a quick country song before we finish out the gray area. 8:48 in a second here. The 9th of February, we're 98Q from the Aspirus Health Studios. Better begins with human kindness. It's a smile, a listening ear, a helping hand. And at Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your health needs. Aspirus Health, passion for excellence, compassion for people.
98Q Country.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drugged driving, and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. A shared message from the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
Located on Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin, Big River Repair tackles the big stuff. From semis to loaders to logging equipment, they handle it all. With custom hydraulics, on-site welding, and mobile repair, Big River Repair keeps your equipment moving. They even haul and transport heavy machinery up to 26,000 pounds. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Big River Repair comes to you so you can stay on the road and keep things running smoothly. This Valentine's Day, Park Falls Family Restaurant invites you to a romantic dining experience like no other. On Saturday, February 14th from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., enjoy the exclusive Valentine's Dinner for Two. Delight in succulent 8 to 10-ounce lobster tails or choose from colossal shrimp paired perfectly with a juicy 16-ounce New York strip. You can also select from premium cuts of ribeye and T-bone. Each dinner includes choice of soup, salad, a savory potato dish, and a delicious piece of pie. Don't miss out on this extraordinary evening of dining and romance.
We've got a chat with Pete down at Wheelway Autos in Fifield. Pete, how's it going today?
Hey, we're rocking and rolling. How about yourself?
We are in a new season, as it were, and I'm not just talking about the sunshine. What's coming next?
Well, I'll tell you what. It's tax extravaganza sale going on right now. Everybody's getting, hopefully, a tax refund check. There's 100% of approval. Doesn't matter if you've been turned down at other banks. We get you approved right here at Wheelway. Make sure you fill out all the credit information on our website, wheelwayautoswithans.com. Our finance guy will give you a call, and you can drive one home today. It's that simple. Folks, we still have some great discounts, pretty much thousands of dollars of discounts off pretty much every vehicle. Check our website at wheelwayautoswithans.com to see all the vehicles. Plus, we have a bunch of fresh inventory. Doesn't matter if you're looking for a truck, a car, a minivan, or an SUV. We got them right here at Wheelway.
I know you guys would love to prove it to them. Wheelway Autos, and that's the website, wheelwayautos.com. The phone number, 715-762-2467. Pete, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
Take care. God bless.
Progressive knows life takes you in many directions.
Bear right at exit 32, then begin to wonder why you never bought a fish tank. In 1.3 miles, you'll realize you've been mispronouncing epitome your whole life. At the roundabout, you will remember you said something at dinner you wish you hadn't and will think about it for decades. You have arrived at your destination, but it turns out there really is no destination and life just keeps going.
Wherever life takes you, protect your home and auto with a bundle from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great-tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
All right, back with the gray area, finishing off the 8 o'clock hour. And I think that I, wait, what is that? What is that? Oh, no. Yee-haw! I think we might have to finish off with some snowballness, but why don't we make it a snowball hoedown, throwdown, showdown? Cool. We're taking caller number 5.
Oh, okay. Then we'll do the top. Okay, I'm good.
Then you'll do that. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Sorry, I kind of pulled the rug out.
Hold the audience. I know they just can't wait to hear my next 10. I know it's just hold them through. That's right. Yep.
That said, well, maybe we'll have to take caller number 3. We're doing it. We're doing the snowball throwdown showdown to the tune of the Rednecks. This is caller number 1. Way too fast. I don't have caller number. Oh, here's number 2, and I'm afraid here's caller number 3. Who am I talking to?
Oh, Mr. Gray.
Oh, boy.
Good morning, Gary. We couldn't get it done last weekend. We couldn't get it done last week. Let's see if we can manage it today, okay?
You know who that guy you're sitting with? Cage and Joe. You call him Cage and Joe.
That's right. That's right, Gary. That's right.
Go ahead.
All right. Let's see. Which certificate we're going for here, Gary? All right. Let's get that one moved up here. We're going to spin the wheel here. And there we go.
Come on, Gary. Big money, big money.
Wouldn't you know, Gary, it's Burgers, Bar, and Grill you're going for again.
All right. Let's do it, Gary.
Let's see if we can manage it here. Gary, are you thinking A or B today?
I think it's A. Nobody won on A, so I know it's got to be A.
It's been a minute since anybody won on A. Let's see what we get.
Come on. You guys have made snowballs before.
Yeah, I know.
No far. You got to pack it. See, the tighter you pack it, the further it'll go. Like this. Oh. Let it go. Like that. All right? Good luck.
Come on, Gary.
Oh!
Here it is.
Oh!
Yeah! Get away, Gary.
Gary, that is your second victory. You got one this time to Burgers Bar and Grill right there in Phillips. Sure. We have run out of burger certificates. Gary gets the last one. We'll get that certificate to you. Thank you so much for playing.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Gary.
Take care, Gary.
If the throwdown continues, it'll be 2 weeks before Gary's allowed to play again. That's how the rules work. And I'll tell you what, the way that the gift certificates are shaking out, Joel, I think we'll still be doing this in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah, we'll do a little text to win later in the week, too. We'll throw one in there.
All right, Joel. All right. Though,
so I noticed over the weekend when I was watching the Hall of Fame, the people with the gold coats getting together, and I saw a picture of Carl Eller in his gold jacket as a member of the Purple People Eater defense. I thought to myself, Joel, when I was a senior in high school, I was class president. Carl Eller came to our school to speak to us. I remember shaking his hand. He absolutely and just, see, just crushed my hand. His hand was so big. I remember very clearly meeting Carl Eller, not interviewing, but that's an outside looking in. All right. So that's on the outside. Look at him. So number 40, people that Joel has met or interviewed over his many, many years in radio. This is a guy that actually stayed in a hotel room that was named for him in Pipestone, Arizona years ago. And then I got to interview Hot Rod Lincoln, Commander Cody, on the air, too. The old classic song, Hot Rod Lincoln, the original.
Wow.
Commander Cody. Number 39, Mountain Man from the Duck Dynasty show. He actually did a couple custom liners for us, too. Love the Mountain Man. Great. Number 38, former Viking quarterback Sean Salisbury played in a celebrity basketball game with him when he was a Viking way back in 90-something like that. Nice guy. Good quarterback, too. Number 40-93. Number 37, you saw her on the Super Bowl coverage yesterday, Melissa Starks. I got to hang out with her on the sideline when I covered the Vikings back in the late 90s. I actually had her business card for a while, too. That was like the first or second year that she was in TV, and now she continues to go on, so that's kind of cool.
If you call that phone number on the business card, are you blocked now?
Probably. Number 36, former Packer GM Mark Murphy. When I first started here, they did a tour. He stopped in. We had like a 20-minute interview chat on the air with Mark Murphy. That was pretty cool. Number 35, country legend John Conley. Got to interview him on the phone. That was pretty surreal. One of the more legendary voices in country music. Number 34, Elvira. Not the Oom Papa Mau Mau, but the Halloween Elvira that you see in stand-ups and stuff like that.
Is she the one that the Oak Ridge Boys are singing about?
No, I don't think so.
I want to ask them. Ask them both. What would they both say about that?
That was number 34. Number 33, Daryl Worley, country music star. Got to interview him a few years back. Number 32, Daryl Sheets from the Storage Wars legendary show. Big fan of that show. Got to meet or chat with him. Number 31, Kurt Menefee, NFL pregame host for, I don't know if he was on yesterday or which network he's on now, but that was fun to talk to Kurt Menefee a few years back about his venture through football and being an announcer. And number 30, I believe it is, but our second to the top 10, is Murr from the Impractical Jokers show. Funny character. Got to interview him on the phone a while back. So there you go. That's the bottom 20. The other 10 we did last week, which is archived at 98qcountry.com under podcast.
The bottom 20 of the top 50. How cool is that?
Oh, it's going to get hot. Now, I may add a couple in here, too. I may have to slip in and say Bad Bunny, Kid Rock. All right, I'm going to leave that alone. All right. Hey, everybody, be nice to each other out there.
Yeah.
All right. Just be nice. We're all people. We're all humans. Just be nice to people. Just be nice to everybody, okay?
And what if you just put a tiny bit of effort into not making people mad and seeing what happens?
Yeah.
And just see what happens.
Yeah.
They tell me, Joel, that's how the world used to be.
Set the goal low this week. Don't make people mad. All right.
Low bar.
Have a great week, everybody.
Thank you, Joel. Yes. The gray area, like Joel said, archived at 98qcountry.com. And Joel just handed me the perfect throwback song to finish this hour with. You're listening to 98Q on the Civic Media Network. Joel?
Oom Papa Mau Mau? Or John Conley?
Yo! Bring it back. It's time for another country throwback.
Oh, here we go.
98Q Country.
And a member of this group may or may not be on the list in the rest of the 30.
Giddy up on out of my studio.
See
Oom Papa Mau Mau.
Oom Papa Baby. Elvira.